All right, window closed. Podcast can commence.
Okay, I'm ready. Ouvre le fenêtre.
No. Ferme.
That's close.
Right.
I wanted
open. I was closing the window.
I wanted open.
Ich hat no. Ich habe the dispensers zugemacht.
Now you lost me.
Yeah. La fenêtre a ferme.
Okay.
Did I get you on the French? Did I fool you?
Yeah.
Did you think you're talking to a guy from Paris?
Yes.
Nope. You weren't. It was me. Acting. Hello and welcome to episode 448 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver.
Are you about to watch the sun come up whilst you podcast?
No, sun go down.
Yeah, I'm watching. Oh, really?
Well, I think it just did go down, yeah.
Well, it's just coming up here.
Sweet.
Oh, man. It's like one of those romantic movies, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I'm saying is it is early. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
You have like a morning voice. Did you know that?
Yeah. Yeah, I do it for the ladies.
Yeah, you have a different voice in the morning.
Hmm. I've probably spent the whole night talking in my sleep.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I'm not joking, but so it's probably worn down a little bit.
Okay, morning there voice.
Yeah, MV, we call it MV.
Okay.
The M5.
Right.
All right, what's going on in Vancouver, Adam?
Nothing, just finished work and off to baseball provincials tomorrow, so.
Right.
That's it.
Hence
that's
recording why today.
Exactly. Recording today because I'll be on the boat tomorrow.
The ferry.
The ferry, yep, to Nanaimo.
All right. But when we're hearing this, you have already won the provincials.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Where are you staying at the Nanaimo? The coast?
I don't know. All right. Somewhere. Somewhere basic. Somewhere we could get enough rooms and it had a pool. That's all I know.
Okay. Good, yeah. Good tip.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to cut that part out of the show because that was terrible.
No, you want to know.
Everyone wants to know, A, I have a morning voice, B, Adam needs a pool.
Yeah, the kids do anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely a good babysitter.
Yeah.
So there you go. We're back on real time right now. So this is this week's show that we're doing.
Right.
But people have not heard the next week's show that were recorded out of order to understand what we're talking about.
Got it.
Okay. Good job. Good job on the time shift. If you do need a clock or anything to do with time, check it out on Amazon. Click through our site. Help us out.
Yeah. Buy stuff.
Buy expensive stuff.
Yeah. It helps to be more expensive.
Yeah, even stuff, especially expensive stuff that you don't need and can't return.
Right.
Just to go ahead and do that. Okay. I did buy something, not on Amazon though.
Okay.
You know what I had to buy? This. Tell me if you've had this frustration when your mouse just all of a sudden goes like something just doesn't go right. It just breaks. But it's only sort of. They don't just break. They don't physically break. Something just kind of goes wonky with it.
Okay.
I can tell by your enthusiasm that this happens thrice weekly.
Yeah, I can't really connect with you on this one.
Well, I guess the left click button, it worked, but only intermittently.
Okay. So
I'd click on something to drag it. I'd start dragging it. It would get, you know, a couple of inches on the screen and then just let go.
Oh,
because it would lose contact.
That's terrible.
It's pretty frustrating.
What'd you do about it?
Bought a new mouse
on Amazon.
No, I needed it like less than a day away. I knew it wasn't Amazon
because you already said you didn't buy it at Amazon. Yeah. I just thought I'd let everybody down.
But I bought a much nicer mouse than I had before. I think the last one I bought was probably like the $9 mouse. So I'm not surprised it broke after 2 years.
Okay.
But this one is, I spent $30 and I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll be good at Photoshop finally.
Okay.
I think that's all it takes is a $30 mouse.
Yeah.
So, but let's listen to this. Hear that?
Yeah.
Barely.
So barely, quiet.
Only because I held it right up to the mic.
Quiet Click 2000.
Quiet Click M330.
Okay.
Yeah, it's advertised. I didn't even know a quiet mouse was a selling point.
I didn't either.
But now I do. Now I'm in. In fact, you should get one based on your previous clicking. Yeah. Yeah, think about that.
Okay.
If you do, buy it on Amazon though.
Okay. All right.
You probably would save. I probably would have. Not only would I have saved money, I would have helped us out too.
Great.
Awesome. Good. Buying a mouse at a store. The fact that they have a store was kind of nice. Like a throwback to an earlier time in life when you went
right,
to the store.
Where you just walked in and talked to a person and all that.
Well, I don't do that part.
And say, hey, where's your quiet mice? Where do you keep those?
Yeah, do you have the super loud, like when you click on it, like the neighbors complain? Do you have one of those?
Yeah, it actually has extra bass built into the mouse.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually an air horn. You click it and just, it's like you're at a junior hockey game.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. Do you have the Vuvuzela mouse? Do you have one of those? Even when you're not using it, it just kind of goes,
a mariachi band mouse, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have that? Do you have like, someone's constantly honking the horn. Do you have one of those?
Oh, yeah, the car alarm mouse.
The car alarm mouse, that would be the one.
Yeah.
The hurry up and steal that car alarm.
Yeah.
Just get it out of here. That's all we want. Anyways, so what's going on baseball-wise? You guys wrapped up the regular season. How'd you do?
We did well. We finished fourth. And
okay.
So we qualified for the provincials and we finished 1 point out of third. Doesn't really matter. They take the top 10 teams in the province and they split them into two pools. And so we're in one pool of five and hopefully, we play four games and we need to finish first or second in our pool to be in the semifinals. And if you're in the semifinals, then you have a chance to win to play in the gold medal or lose and play in the bronze medal. So the goal is get to the semifinal game and then, you know, anything can happen at that point. So.
Oh yeah.
Play for the semis and then hope for the best. So we're in a pool with the best team in the province, which we've played three times and they've beat us every time. They've played some close games. They blew us out once, two really close games, but we haven't beat them. So that's a tough task, but the other three teams in our pool are beatable. So if we just win those three, then we'll make it to the semifinals. So we have to win. We have to win those three. We're going to hope for the best, but because the tournament's played in four games in 2 days, you really have to be careful with pitching. There's so many pitching restrictions. It's tough to play to win all four. Somewhere in there, you're going to have to go with weaker pitching and it might be against the least likely game that we're going to win, which is against the top team. So we'll see how it all pans out.
Gameplay.
Yeah, strategy is key.
Throw a game. Yeah.
Well, not throw a game, but strategize.
It worked good for Joe Jackson and the 19 White Sox.
Well, I think if you like, again, you don't have to beat them in pool play. You'd have to win in the elimination game. So that game, we'll see. It all depend on where our record is when we get there. So we'll see. Hopefully, we're coming back with a medal.
That's what I like to think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there nationals?
Nope. That's it. This is it. Win or lose, it's all over after this weekend.
I see.
Yeah.
All right. Baseball update. Two more wins for us on the weekend.
Nice.
Had another solid day at the dish. Got off to a 3-for-3 start. And I was like, all right, here we go. Going to do 7 hits. Didn't.
How many did you wind up with? 3?
4.
Oh, okay.
I hit another double at the end of the day, but so I ended up 4-for-7. I'm doing all right. I'm doing okay. My batting average is doing fine, apparently. I had not checked. Someone else had brought the stats. So it's fine. It's doing well.
Good.
But the big story is that in game two, I was scheduled to just be in short relief, except our pitcher got hurt with two out in the first inning. And I came in through the complete game, got the win.
Nice.
Yeah. Elbow doesn't feel that nice even today. No,
probably doesn't. Yeah.
No, I've had better elbow days. But, you know, got the W.
Sweet.
Write it down.
Okay.
It's nice. It's always nice when your dad's friend comes in to pitch. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, did you shoot anything interesting this week?
No, I really didn't. Yeah.
So you shot, you sent me the final video, by the way.
Yep.
Are you shooting any video at the provincials, or are you, that's it? I think I'm done.
I think I'm locked off. I'm not going to even bring the video camera. I think I'm going to bring my RX100 and not even bring an SLR, and just, you know, if there happens to be a group photo at the end, I feel like if, you know, we take that on an iPhone, it'll be just fine. But I might take a little bit of video with the RX100. There's going to be a skills competition. I might take a little bit of video with that, but I feel like that's just a pocket camera that can go anywhere. And I'm not worried about if anything happens to it. I'm not really worried about if anything happens to the video camera either. I've already got my $200 worth out of it, but right. At the same time, it's just one more thing to lug around in the batteries and stuff. I feel like the RX100 will probably be all that I need.
And then you can enjoy the victories.
Yeah, I really want to, you know, basically watch. And I mean, I am sort of a third assistant coach, so I am in full gear and in the dugout with the kids. And I'd rather just kind of socialize, keep the kids loose, rather than worrying about, you know, the video stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So did you have the debut of the movie, though?
I did. Yeah, we had the debut of the movie. In the batting cage. I put up the big screen and brought my projector, and then we watched it as a group because I thought it would be fun for the kids to all kind of watch it together and the parents and whatnot. So we did that. The movie was definitely a hit, and then I sent out the link to everybody so that they could download it through Dropbox. So everybody enjoyed it, and I've got lots of great feedback, especially from parents that have said their kids have watched it many times. So that's good.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, and then you're locked off for the season. Good.
Yeah, and then I haven't asked permission yet, but I might. We'll see if it comes up on the weekend. I might ask. I would really like to post it for the podcast, even though, you know, most people might not care. For those that are interested, I think it's a fun, you know, 10-minute video. The last 3 minutes is a photo slideshow, or 3.5 minutes is a photo slideshow, and there's about 7 minutes of video. But I think it's just kind of an idea of how I did it, not so much about, you know, whether you care about kids baseball or not.
Yeah, no, it's tight. It's tight enough that it's interesting for even if you have no interest in baseball or kids or whatever, it's still interesting enough and like that. It's tight enough, so people should check it out if and when you post it.
Okay, all right.
And as I said, not to give you praise on the air, I told you off air it was well done.
Yes, you told me, so I appreciate your feedback was instrumental in making the cuts that I did and keeping it tight.
Wait till next time when we take it to the next level. When we start talking about, you know, how to motivate cuts and whatnot, and people will be blown away by the jump that you made.
Okay, I can't wait.
Bad choice of words, because there'll be no jump cuts. That's the issue. There'll be no jumps, but
no jumps.
Be no jumps, but not, I don't think there were a couple of jumps, I think, in your nothing egregious, nothing that you should you know, lose sleep over.
Okay, I won't.
But overall, well done. But
okay,
like I said, next year are gonna be the what's her name, Thelma Spoon hour.
Okay,
that was no, is that her? Is that the name I'm thinking of? I forget now.
I don't know. The courtesy laugh. It was a courtesy laugh.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a deep cut on a film editor. Oh, Walter Murch. Okay, not sure. That deep. Not a very deep cut at all. That guy.
I've heard that name before.
Yeah, yeah. He's one of the heavy hitters. So, anyways, I shot more softball games.
Okay.
But did not break any new ground, so I'm not going to bother sharing this. It's remember the other ones I shot?
Yeah, like that.
Like that, but just a different day.
Okay.
And different girls doing different throwing.
Sure.
But when you shoot your kids playing baseball or something, like let's say you shoot in a whole bunch of photos for a game, and at the end of the day you shoot, you know, you edit it all down and end up with say 25 photos, let's say.
Okay.
What percentage of those are action shots versus smiling fun shots?
I'd say probably 80% action, 20% just smiling fun shots.
Ah, okay. All right. I go a little bit, I try to go a little closer to like 60-40.
Okay.
But I try to keep the smiling faces. That's all I'm saying is that it's, a lot of people just think, oh yeah, I just want the action stuff, but you kind of want the smiling personality, happy, fun faces.
Sure. Yeah.
Too. People like to see that.
Yep. And I mean, in the photo slideshow of each kid, I tried to have one of those and two kind of action ones.
Yes.
Yeah, that was kind of in my mind. I was trying to do it that way,
which is closer to 60-40.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. The only problem is the smiling. Like when you're actually taking them in real time, the smiling ones, those ones are easier than getting like the action shot. So that's why I think the percentage of shots taken are probably 80-20.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I feel the same. Oh yeah. You tend to nail the smiling ones in one or two versus, you know, 1 out of 10, 1 out of 20 or something like that.
Yeah.
But for the in terms of keepers, yeah, I try to sell the, I try to explain to people that when you're, you know, showing pictures of sporting events or not, you're not necessarily selling the sporting event. You're selling the people who are playing.
Right.
But also showing how they play. So I won't bother with any of those. Just look back to last week and you'll see, or I guess next week. Look forward to next week.
Sure.
Those are the ones I shot last week. But I did shoot another Game Day magazine. There is a game. I messed this up, the timing wise, because there's a Game Day magazine from last week that will come out that we'll talk about next week. But now we have one for next week that we're going to talk about this week.
So confusing.
In the end, it doesn't really matter. Here's the new Game Day magazine cover for our August the 10th game.
Okay.
Are you looking at it?
Yeah. Why doesn't he have a curve?
Well, it just kind of makes sense. He has sort of a curve. Also, he's 17.
Okay.
So he's working on the curve?
I feel like you're, you know, like it's Rebel Without a Cause, obviously, but it's the Rebel Without a Curve. Now you're kind of making fun of him.
Yeah. That's what we do.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's mission accomplished.
Have you not played on any teams before?
Yeah.
It's kind of what you do. No, his curve is okay, but that's why you work with the young guys. I don't work with him. I'm with the pitching coach. We have a pitching coach for that. And he's doing a good job. Actually Sven, this is Sven. He's actually been pitching very, very well. He pitched the first game of the doubleheader where I pitched the second. And I think he threw a complete game win, complete game shutout with like gave up two hits, whereas wow. I gave up five. So he did much better, but I have no curve either. Point being, it kind of works. What should it be? Rebel without a.
Yeah.
You fill that in. It has to be rebel without something.
Okay. I'll think about it. I'll get back to you.
Because he's in here's the impetus for this. He's in a theater program. He does acting.
Okay.
And so I remember talking to him earlier in the year about actors and whatever, like what do you guys learn? And I talked about acting teachers. Like, can you think of it? Do you know the name of a single acting teacher, like a famous acting, like a old timey?
No.
You don't. Okay. So for example, like I thought maybe he would know who Stella Adler was.
Okay, I have heard of that name.
Okay, there you go. And so, but no, he had not. So anyway, so I was like, all right, well, we're going to shoot this one. It's shot a couple days ago. And it's like, oh, and, you know, you'll be James Dean. No clue who James Dean was.
Mm.
That stung.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, it all kind of worked out. This is lit, by the way.
Okay.
We found some really cool light, light situation, available light, but it just didn't pop. He wasn't popping out of that background. Because I wanted to kind of recreate the brick from the original poster, but we don't really have the brick here, so we're kind of using the German version of the stones, right?
Yeah.
So they don't have that red brick to pop out of, so had to light them. Lit camera left, there's a Nikon SB28, which is bare, just out of frame. So it's kind of like as much of a spotlight effect as you can get. I should have brought a snoot, but I forgot. And that's got a 1/4 CTO on it, on the key light. And then just barely camera right is another SB28 with a half CTB on it, a blue, into an umbrella used for fill.
Gotcha.
Can't tell you how much I love even the very, very minor split in terms of using the CTO for the key and the CTB for the fill. Like making those shadows just a little bit blue. And this one, I think you have to, even if you squint, it's hard to see, but it's just there. And it's just so subtle. Even even in the subtle versions, it makes such a difference.
Okay.
So I encourage you to think about that. Because there was still ambient light coming in too. I didn't kill all the ambient. So, you know, you could technically put like a half CTO on and then leave the other one bare and that would be the same balance. But you're also dealing with the color temperature of the ambient, which would then be shifted as well. So I'm telling you, look into it when you're lighting like this. CTO, CTB, enjoy the mix.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. We done with this thing now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's good. I like it.
All right. It's actually one of my favorite ones, but not counting the naked one from the beginning of the year.
Which yeah, that's the clear winner.
Way more controversial.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, photo challenge. Yeah, that's where we're at. Photo challenge. This is the July monthly challenge. It's golden.
Right.
Was this as easy as you was hoping it was going to be?
Well, we had just done, is it in the future? I don't know. We had just done one that was golden hour. So that was the tricky part.
Magic hour, yeah.
Or magic hour, golden hour, whatever you want to call it. So then I thought, okay, well, got to do something a little different then. In my mind, we have a friend that, it's actually her parents that have a golden retriever puppy. So I really wanted to shoot the dog and it was supposed to come down last week for a visit. They live up in Kelowna. They were going to come down for a visit. And I texted my friends and said, oh, you know, is the puppy down? I've seen the puppy once, absolutely just the cutest thing ever. And I was going to do a close up of this golden retriever puppy and just the face or something like that. Cause I thought it'd be different for golden. And then, puppy did not come down for the anticipated weekend. And therefore had to look elsewhere for my golden. So I was sad.
Okay.
But are we going to talk about our photos first or last?
No, last. We're going last with
ours. Oh, okay. Anyways. Yeah. Okay. I won't say.
I was just saying, like, you'll find out when you get to them. I thought this would be much easier, but I'm just in July. I'm not out in the golden times that much. I'm just not out doing something. I guess it's dinner time or the kids are going to bed or we're watching TV or something good. I don't know.
Gotcha.
We're not watching TV. That was a joke only. Okay.
You're playing on iPads as a family.
I wasn't listening. I was just playing on my iPad right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We have matching iPads.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Let's get into it. We have 11 submissions.
Oh my, that's huge.
Only one person. Now one person gets extra credit for tagging us in the photo.
Okay.
And when we get there, that's Dave J. Crystal from Chilliwack, who probably came out and watched your kid's game.
Yeah, maybe.
Because I think yours, if I'm looking ahead, yours was taken in Chilliwack, wasn't it?
Sure was.
Yeah, I can tell by the corn. All right, so first up is Christopher Hand in Oklahoma. And then he has a quote there, all that if you scroll down, which you can't do on the screen grab, obviously, if you try, that'll be awesome. But I believe it's the guy who wrote Lord of the Rings. So I've never seen that, but That's what the quote's from.
Okay.
What do we? Tolkien. What do you?
J.R. Huh? Tolkien.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
All right.
What?
You start.
I like it.
Yeah, we always like it.
Yeah, it's.
What,
I mean,
what do you like
I,
about it?
I like the feeling that you get from it. I mean, yeah. I like cornfields and I like the time of day and the lens flare.
I'm assuming
and,
that's wheat of some sort.
Oh, wheat, whatever. I didn't. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's wheat now that I'm looking at it closer. But I just.
Or it could be barley. I don't know. I don't know what barley looks like when it's being grown.
Sure. Something like that.
Yeah.
Anyways, I just like the feeling of again, the colors really kind of work here. The yellow becomes gold and the sky is washed out, but you've got sort of that gradient going from blue to kind of orangey yellow and the lens flare through the trees. It's just, there's sort of a mood here that is captured with a simple shot.
This looks like the poster for the movie Wisdom.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a deep pull. Google that movie.
Okay.
Demi Moore, Emilio Estevez. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Yeah. I remember liking it, but I was probably a kid.
Okay.
So, anyways, yeah, I like about this too is the time of day. I mean, it is getting late in the evening, but it's not quite magic hour yet. When that sky is probably going to light up and the dynamic is going to change considerably. I do like the lens flare. I like the fact that the wheat in the foreground is essentially in silhouette or almost silhouette. Like having it lit on that side looks really cool. It's contrasting against the rest of it. The one thing that bugged me was the crooked horizon, the little line of the wheat, until I went and checked it and realized it was not. It's 100% straight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so now I'm wondering, is my monitor physically tipping to the right?
Maybe.
I'm going to go get a little spirit level and put it on there and see. And think, oh no, what if? Is yours 100% level?
It looks level to me, yeah.
No, your monitor. Like when I,
oh, I don't
when
know.
Next time I come to your house, I'm going to slip a pack of matches under one side of your computer.
And just mess with me.
Yeah, and you just, everything you're going to make everything crooked from then on.
Sweet.
Yeah. Never thought of that, did you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. So it is perfectly straight. I don't know if it's an optical illusion or just for me. So well done. Like it.
Okay.
All right. Next up is Bob Bernal Jr. And this is Golden Beauty at the Lotus Festival in Echo Park. Always very nice photos he submits. I see his... is his feed on Instagram. A lot of people photos.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of well-lit people photos. Although this one looks like it's inside.
Yeah, the background, I mean, this is the light in the background and the light in the foreground are very, very different here.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's really about the lighting so much as it is about the fancy outfit.
The fancy, yeah, I agree. I'm just trying to figure out, is this kind of bounce off the ceiling or what's going on here?
This looks pretty dead on, like pretty head on flash to me.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm not seeing a ton of shadow. Look at the tiny little catch light in the eyes dead center.
So on camera flash.
It's my guess, which is if that's the case, this is very well done because it's actually still flattering.
Yeah, it is.
But overall, I think it's really the thing what makes this one really pop is obviously the nice smile. You can never go wrong with a smiling face and the great colors on her outfit.
Yep, agreed.
Background's there, out of focus enough, not too out of focus. Done. Next up, should we save this one for the last one? Maybe it's the winner.
No, let's talk about it.
All right, JC Russo. This is Lake Elkhorn. Again, we knew that. How is the horizon? Yep, perfectly straight. I got to get my computer checked, my monitor checked. All right. So a different shot of Lake Elkhorn. Sunrise, but the summer shot. Dropped a sun off a camp, mist off the lake. There you go. So yeah, mist off the lake. That's hard to go wrong when you shoot in the mist.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
Yeah.
You got some in the foreground, you got some in the background. I mean, it's the same reason that we have one of those fog smoke machine things, because mist is cool.
Yeah, that was the Led Zeppelin album, right? Like the great
Best of the Mist.
Yeah. The well, first of all, this is one of those situations where you put yourself in this time of day, it's hard to go wrong.
Right.
But you put yourself at this time of day. That's early. That's tough to do. You know, you got to get up and get out there. So you're going to find this. You get the cool mist. That's a great element. We have the wonderful sky, the great colors offsetting against the sort of shadowy trees, and the reflection that all works together. I think any idiot could probably snap this photo, except for the way he has it framed with that those little two little trees or whatever that is in the very center against that the much lighter background. That's what really makes this a great photo.
Okay.
See how it's kind of like that wedging, like the outside mm-hmm. trees are pointing towards that, and you can't help but do it. So the main subject, not even in the foreground, that's in the background, is really kind of what makes this one extra special.
Gotcha.
And what I'm telling you is could very well be the winner.
Okay.
So just the rest, you can go, y'all go home now.
Okay, everyone else, shut her down. You lost.
All right. Next up is your mentor.
Frank Pang.
Yeah, 97. I'm assuming it's the same one.
Okay, was there a different Frank Pang?
I don't know. No clue.
Okay.
You're the Pang expert.
Okay, I'm gonna say this is the same Pang. Although somebody might have just started their own Frank Pang account.
That I wish you hadn't said that on the air, because now I'm considering doing that. Just fake Pang.
It'd be Frank just Pang 79. Just to really throw a wrench into it.
Yeah, I'm gonna do like a faux Pang, something like that.
Faux Pang.
Yeah.
Faux Panger.
Just, oh, jeez.
What is this a photo of? I don't even understand it.
I don't know. I was hoping I was letting you run with this one because you're pals.
Frank Pang, he's back to his old tricks.
Yeah, is this an old trick? So this is like a fake Polaroid.
I guess.
Now, there's the golden. I'm going to say that this is his daughter. Well, his daughter is Amber Lee, right?
Right.
So maybe she has a daughter or a son. And this is a craft that they did at school.
Maybe.
And it's golden. And then, but in the back, the son is definitely angry. The out of focus son. Maybe he's angry because he's out of focus.
Yeah.
Why is the, see, this is what we don't get. This is a hint. This is like, it's one of those like in that excellent book, The Da Vinci Code, there's all the little hints within the painting. Yeah. That was something, right? Was there hints in the painting or something?
There was lots of little clues. I don't remember.
Yeah,
you're right. Terrible. The painting, there was something in the painting.
Yeah, I remember thinking, like, someone told me to read that book, and I was like, yeah, fine, everyone's reading it, I'll read it. What a terrible book.
Oh, I didn't mind it. I liked it.
I meant I liked it. Sorry, I liked it. You know how, but no, here's the thing. It's fine. I don't know. Okay, I say terrible. It wasn't like you had to throw it away, but here's how you can tell it's not a good book. The average length of a chapter was 2.1 pages.
Oh, yeah. They're super short.
Yeah. And so it's great if you're into high fiber, but otherwise, anyways, so he's giving us some clues here.
It's a riddle. It's a Frank Pang riddle.
Yeah. I mean, see, at first, you're just like, what am I looking at here? But now it's like we're going through the looking glass on this one. Why is the sun so angry in the back there?
Yeah, only Frank Pang knows.
I don't know. I think we're meant to find out.
Okay, maybe next week there'll be another piece of the puzzle, or next month, I should say.
Yeah, it does. But this photo does check one of the boxes. It definitely is golden.
That's true. So, good job, Frank.
Technical win. All right, next up is Dave J. Crystal from Chilliwack, British Columbia.
Is it? Just hold on one sec. My family's being excessively loud. I'm going to go close the door here for a second. Can you close that door?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll just vamp while you do that.
Okay.
Fermé Laporte.
Jack, close the door. We're good. Jacques. Jacques. Fermé Laporte.
Mac der Tour zu. Das Tour?
I don't know.
Detour. I don't know. I don't know. Der die Das. I don't know. I never know. I don't pretend to care about the Der die Das. You don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
No.
Cool. Mach der Tour zu. Bitte. Yeah. All right. So Big Dave J. He's been gone. He's been gone so long. Been gone so long.
Is this a song?
By Chilliwack.
Yeah, I don't know Chilliwack.
You know that song.
Maybe. If you sang, just sing a few more bars.
Ever since you left me.
Keep going.
I sure feel all alone.
Keep going.
Something, can't get her on the telephone.
No idea.
Yeah. I know that was a trick to make me sing bad. I know your tricks.
Right.
You do know the song. You definitely know the song, My Girl, She's Gone.
I'm going to look it up the second we're done podcasting.
Yeah, there's a couple other ones. Anyways, yeah, so that's Chilliwack. Is it, or is it the Habits? No, it's Chilliwack. All right, mining, and then I'll see Dave here. He you can see the lower left corner. That means he tagged us. That little icon in the bottom left of his photo.
Gotcha.
That means he tagged somebody. In this case, it was us. So we 100%. We're not going to miss this one. So, Dave, you're the winner automatically. Also, because it's cool. Plus, you risk your life getting this because bee stings can kill.
They can.
I think. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Looks very cool. I like getting the close-up. Is this like an actual macro or is this just, you know, zoomed in tight and then cropped probably? That's my guess. Guess it's just a long lens.
70 to 200?
Maybe. How popular is the 70 to 200 with the Nikon folks?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, because he says Nikon no filter. So I think it is a long lens and just kind of cropped in post, but looks very, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Anything to add to that?
No.
Okay. Thanks, yeah. Dave. Again. Oh, maybe this one's the winner, Pixelscaper.
Yeah, I like this one.
And more mist off the lake? Well, yeah. The reservoir. It's a reservoir, evidently. What's going on here?
I'm not sure. Is that stretching? Is that yoga on the dock? I'm not sure, but it's a cool pose for a silhouette.
Oh, I don't mean that part. I meant with the lighting.
The lighting is very gold, but I'm guessing there's a bit of post tinkering here.
I would assume so. At first, I didn't make that connection because I wasn't paying attention to the sun being in the photo.
Yeah.
But then I was like, okay, wait, this looks, so we got some mist. We've got, so that would indicate early morning, but the sun's a little high in the sky to be early morning.
Yeah.
I think.
I agree.
Okay. I'm going to have to Google Fern Ridge Reservoir. He says sunrise.
I'm guessing it's sunrise and then just the yellows and oranges just cranked.
Could be. Great composition, though, with the pole on the right and the reflection below it and then her reflection as well, balanced with the sun right in the middle. All very cool, like the way it works out with the clouds above that are kind of dark in that area, which maybe he darkened. But the overall, one of the cool things is that, you know, her reflection is much more visible than her, which I found pretty cool.
Really?
I think it's on my monitor.
Oh, okay. I feel like the reflection
It's lighter, isn't it?
Yeah, lighter, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, well, you can see more detail.
Oh,
more,
I see. That's what you mean. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, way more silhouette in her image versus her reflection.
Right.
Yeah. So overall, very, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like this one a lot.
Agreed. That's the winner for me.
Okay. So next up is DMAC 14609. And this one reminds me that I got to pee. Hang on.
It reminds you that you have to pee?
Yeah. No, doesn't it to you with the splashing water?
Splash, sure.
Yeah.
It's a big splash, brother.
I should probably vet these jokes with you ahead of time to make sure we're on the same page.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's a giant splash, so I think you might have to see a doctor.
No, it's just really close to the camera. It's like objects in the mirror are larger than they appear.
Right.
It's that effect.
I gotcha.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, this is the Webster Park sunset, obviously.
Yeah.
What is that splash? Someone throwing a rock? Or is that just... Well...
Hitting a dock, maybe? Some waves hitting a dock.
Looks like some rocks there.
Maybe rocks. Yeah, I don't know.
Underneath. But are there waves on Lake Ontario?
Sure.
I mean, there was that one time with Edmund Fitzgerald, but that worked out badly.
I think just all a matter of wind.
Okay. Yeah. So that could be just... That looks like it is water lapping up against some rocks, and he's catching that moment.
Looks cool.
It is all around a great, perfect moment with the sun just about to dip down. We got some nice colors in the sky.
And the water really lights up nicely, too.
Yes, it does. So this is a good one. Hard to compete with the one before, though. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, yeah, agreed.
All right, next up is the Earl of Grad. This is the sunset golden hour at Poway Lake. A lot of lakes going on.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of water.
A lot of environmental shots.
Yeah.
Landscapes. I guess that's yeah.
Kind of not Frank Pang's, obviously.
No.
His is an enigma, but...
wrapped in a mystery.
Yeah, smothered in secret sauce. all right. The sunset golden hour at Poway Lake. The lake was so calm, he was able to capture the reflection of the clouds and the hills. Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm. It looks cool.
It does look cool. Very good symmetry. It would be nice for me if those foreground bushes didn't exist.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what I was going to say.
We don't need to see the shore. If you just kind of cut it, it would look like a really kind of cool sort of... not Salvador Dali. I can't think of who I'm thinking of, but a cool painting. If it was just the reflection and the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He wanted those clouds so bad, though, you could tell.
He wanted those clouds?
Yeah, he wanted the reflection of the clouds. And as a result, you know, pretty hard probably, based on where he was standing, to compose it any other way is what I'm guessing.
I like the clouds in the reflection. I mean, I'm not suggesting you should go down, cut those bushes down. They are in the way, but, you know, even if you were to move in a little bit, I think that you might lose those clouds that you're talking about.
Yeah.
So I like that part of it. So it's more so, I don't know if the shot that I'm in my head is even possible. Right. However, this is really a very cool looking image. And we're getting just enough blur on the water that we would know, even without if we got rid of the foreground, which is an obvious indicator that this is a reflection, we would still know it's a reflection.
Right.
So it's just enough. So looks very cool.
Congratulations.
David R. Wilkinson, and this is, I forgot to keep his, and now just quit. Awesome. I didn't keep his comment on the screen grab. You going to be okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to load mine back up again here.
Uh-oh.
So, no, it's fine. It's fine. It happens almost in real time. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
We're going again now. So, this is in, I believe this is in Prague. He shot this. Oh, yeah, there it says, hashtag Prague. But he did, go, you, if you're listening, you should be going to Instagram anyway and checking this out. So this is the castle in Prague. Go, it's time for you to go.
Blue and orange, always a good
blue and orange. How do you go wrong with blue and orange?
Good combination, yeah. A good time of day. This is blue, I already says, but the golden lights or the orange, the warm tones with the blue background, always good.
Mm-hmm. And this is the... You remember the original Mission Impossible movie with Tom Cruise?
Vaguely.
Vaguely, yeah. This was set here, the opening part. There's that bridge, there's a famous bridge, I think Karlsbrücke, I think it's called, in German. Why would I not call, you know, it's probably not called that in Czech. But anyway, yeah, that's a famous bridge that he runs across and jumps off of or whatever it is. So it's all right there. Really, very cool looking city for all this kind of stuff. But this is a really great shot. Finding the nice golden glow is cool of the castle, and then finding a spot where you can shoot it against the water is really quite cool. And then picking the exact right time of day when you get that deep blue sky, which again may be enhanced in post, maybe not. That's really what makes this image great.
Good.
All right. Next up. Now this one could be controversial. This is a Roger Dahlman from Annapolis, Maryland. Now this is kind of he said, I quote, "I decided to punt and try an abstract because the light, the skies were not cooperating." So this is his version of a punt. What do you think?
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not great. I'm not putting it up on my kitchen.
I like what's going on, the droplet, the concentric circles.
Yeah, that part I do like. I don't love the right side of the image with whatever that cinder block is on.
The cinder block. That's it. That's what's killing this. Otherwise, yeah. there is something here. I like the old pylons, the water, that sort of natural decay of that occurs, down there. Looks really cool. The lighting is really cool. Whoever the architect was and putting that cement pylon in there, I'm blaming that on them.
Yeah. Yeah, that hurts it for sure.
Mm-hmm. Don't need it. That's the part that confused me, because at first I thought, oh yeah, this is really quite cool. It's something different. And then the cement, you see the cement, and it's neither good looking nor bad looking. It's just there.
Mm-hmm.
It's as if Costco made a wharf. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's as if Buckingham Palace was on the water.
Sure.
Because when you do go see Buckingham Palace, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's pretty disappointing.
All right, so, I can't wait.
Otherwise, decent attempt. All right, last up, this is Stephen Flo Rosenstengel shooting in Seattle.
Yeah, this is
camping.
Cool. I like this.
This is cool. What is cool about it?
The way the orange glow from the fire lights up the person's face like that is pretty awesome.
Did you see her right away, though?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, just because, I mean, it is so bright, the light on her face.
It took me a while. Like, I think it took me a while, not a while to notice her. Not the first thing I noticed.
Oh, that was absolutely the first thing I noticed.
I'm seeing the sparks shooting across from the fire.
Sure, yeah, that looks cool too.
And then I look there, and I look up, and I see it kind of lighting up the building with the flag on it. And then I get to her, and I think, oh yeah, there's somebody there. And the way it's kind of balanced with the orange on her face and the blue on the rest of her, like her legs, and then the blue all around. You know what? Like you've been in the Pacific Northwest in this scenario, in this light.
Sure.
Which I'm sure it's probably very similar, though that light is very similar, you know, around the world. But something about those trees in the back in the Pacific Northwest, like this does scream that to me, and it's really quite cool. Mm-hmm. Really great orange and blue balance once again.
Yeah,
very cool. All right, let's have a look at ours. You go first. You've been dying to get your Chilliwack photo in there.
Yeah, I
what didn't, if what if Dave Crystal's in the background? What if?
I didn't intend to take a baseball photo. I really didn't. I didn't have a photo. And so I knew we were going to Chilliwack for an evening game, so I knew it was going to be a good time of day. Mm-hmm. And I'd never been to the Chilliwack ball field before, and it's quite a complex. And as we're walking up to the field, because in my head I thought, I'm going to bring the camera, I'm going to, you know, we're going to Chilliwack, there's going to be corn, I'm going to shoot a picture of some corn. And then
you could have done Field of Dreams with the kids.
Yeah, no, it occurred to me, there is a fence right there, so it would have been mm-hmm. hop the fence and out into the field, and, you know, it's private property, and I'm not sure people would have been too keen on having their children hop the fence to go out to do that. But as right. as it was when I walked up, that's the first thought I said. I said, I've never seen something like this. There's a cornfield right behind the ball diamond. Every time a foul ball got hit up and over the screen, it's gone. It's out into the cornfield. Oh, yeah. There must have been, I don't know, at least 7 or 8 balls that went back there in the course of our game. And that's every game all the time that gets played here. So anyways, when I walked up and saw the diamond, I'm like, well, I know what I'm shooting now. Like, there's a cornfield behind the baseball diamond. That's very much the Field of Dreams scenario. So there's mountains right there. Like, it is such a beautiful area of British Columbia where this spot is. And I thought, okay, well, I guess I am taking a baseball shot tonight. And so just waited until, you know, my son was up about. I didn't take photos, you know, throughout this game. I just kind of pulled the camera out. I took a couple of pictures when he was in the on deck circle because I wasn't sure what I was going to use, and then took a photo when he was at bat, and I took the photo, and I think it was the first pitch, and he actually hammered this ball out into right center field, and I'm sad because I snapped the photo, saw the ball come off, but then, you know, I couldn't pick it up quick enough. Like, I saw where the fielders ran and blah blah blah, but yeah, I was kind of sad that I was photographing rather than watching this moment. Mm. But I love the photo. Probably my favorite photo of Jack from baseball this year, just because of the scenery, the mountains, the angle. Like, it's kind of like the baseball's contextual, but I'm not sure if it's the absolute subject of the photo. It's only shot at maybe, I don't know what the EXIF data says. I'm going to say around 1/1000th of a second. So there's some mm-hmm. little bit of blur, which I like. And yeah, it's just very different than all the baseball shots, which are very much just about the baseball. And this is kind of like a wider shot that, again, I'm going to put in a frame at some point. I really like this one. So this is kind of a feeling of summer here to me. And the corn certainly makes it unique. We'll know where it was in the mountains for BC, and just the time of day with the shadows on the grass, just all things that feel good about baseball.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And this one definitely is not, the horizon isn't straight. Well, I guess a lot of play here because
I was going with the corn and trying to make the fence, because if it's any different, like if I rotate it in any direction, either mm-hmm. the corn line isn't straight or the fence isn't straight and it just looks off. So I went with the vertical lines and just tried to kind of keep it where it made sense to my brain. Right. But you can't get this one. There's no, I don't think there's a right here. Nope. But it's what looked right to me anyways.
Yeah, I'd like the on-deck kid to be gone.
Yeah, I don't. I thought about that, and I don't mind that. I actually don't mind it because, again, it just kind of speaks to, you know, the whole, like, he's out of focus enough. You don't see his face. He's turned. This that's normal. There is a guy standing.
It does
there.
Provide context. I understand.
Yeah.
It's just that, and then because there is a lot going on here. It took me a while to actually find the ball.
Yeah, and the ball's blurred too because of the 1/1000th or whatever it is, 1/1200th of a second, whatever the.
Yeah, and like, I guess because Stan Lee's stunt double sitting right behind it too.
Oh,
so that's tough.
I wasn't looking at him, but sure. Yeah. Santa Claus in the off season.
That's true. Yeah. I was trying to add on to that joke, but I got nothing. but the overall, I mean, this is a good shot because you're right, because of the context. You know, there is some busy stuff going in the background. That's okay. But the best part is, I mean, his swing looks dialed in.
Yeah,
he's standing upright again. And
yeah, he was on a tear. I think he finished the season 7 out of his last 10. He was 3 for 3 this night. So he's really, his batting has been very consistent down the stretch of the season, which is good going to provincials. He's been swinging the bat well. The brand new batting gloves he got, so I knew you'd like that because you hate batting gloves. Yeah, just got the brand new batting gloves for that game, and then went 3 for 3.
Do any of the kids not wear batting gloves?
No, they all wear batting gloves.
Wow, yeah. Every kid, eh?
Every kid, yeah. Yeah, you can have a talk with them. Loves the batting gloves. Yeah,
but I want him to be the only one who doesn't wear them.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
He can just be the leader, the tough guy.
Sure.
Although I don't know how tough it is to not wear batting gloves. I don't know. I don't think that makes you tough.
I don't think you get a lot of credit for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take out some photos, some game photos, and send them to him. Okay. Here you go, buddy.
All right. Your photo.
All right, so mine is from the other session. You said, hey, we need to do something different. Like, well, that was my golden hour, was from last week's session, which we talk about next week.
Okay.
So you'll see more pictures from this series next week in the magic hour section. But this is what I went with the golden, the just cut down wheat. My son decided he wanted to go, hey, Dad, I'm going to go run across the field and run back. Not for the photo, just because he wanted to go for a run in his Crocs.
Okay.
And so I said, yeah, let's go ahead, buddy. And this is the shot I snapped of him coming back.
Okay. It's I like it-ish.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
Is it because of the surprised look on his face? Like, hey, what are you doing here?
Yeah, it's also just the walking looks so unnatural. Like, the point in his gait, like, it just doesn't, something doesn't look right.
Oh, no, he's a dancer.
Yeah, he's kind of like, I don't know, it looks very mechanical how he's walking.
No, the kid moves like
he's
that.
He's a robot.
Oh, no, no, quite the opposite. The kid's an artist when it comes to walking.
He's an artist in motion.
Yeah. Neither of those is true. He's not an artist. He's not a robot either. He does walk different than the other kids. That's for sure. No, he does. He fancies himself to be as fast as Mickey Mantle.
Okay.
For real. He's like, Dad, I'm fast like Mickey Mantle. And I was sure. Like, well, definitely faster than him now, but
yeah,
mostly because dead, but, right. Yeah, well, too soon. Come on.
Yeah.
We knew. Yeah, this is kind of his normal thing. This actually is a candid photo. This isn't him posing or anything like that. He just decided to run off while we were waiting for Blue Hour to come. He was just running around the field. And so I snapped that, got the golden foreground, the golden light on him, the sort of that color in the sky. I included part of the sky in there. Not much to say other than the fact that I happen to like that this is a long lens. This is the 70-200, probably racked right at 200. Did not keep the EXIF data, but I would suppose this is right out there. Hard to miss, like hard to get a bad image. Whether this is an artistic masterpiece or not, like the Panger, who's to say?
Right.
But definitely love shooting with this lens at this hour. Hard to miss. Like this is you would not delete this photo just cause.
Right.
What I'm saying. So there you go. That's our golden hour.
Okay.
All right. Photo challenge for next month. Are you ready?
Yeah.
August.
Okay.
Photo challenge is hot.
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 Great. Say it again.
The photo challenge for August is hot. Write that down.
I've said it
as many times as there are letters in the word.
Right. Yeah, I got it.
It's going to be hot in August, I'm guessing, isn't it?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. That's what we're counting on. So hashtag that to Hosers Monthly Challenge or hashtag Hey Hosers on Instagram. Or if you're like Dave, Crystal, tag us. Guaranteed to see it. That's what I'm saying to you. I don't have to search for it, even though I search for everybody else's. That one will guarantee that we see it. It gives us a, hey, check this out. That's what Instagram does. Make sure you do that. Okay. All right, photo challenge for next week, though, Adam.
Oh, God, there's another one.
Well, spoiler, we've already shot it.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you're playing or not. I'm not sure if you remember that we've already recorded that episode and shot that photo.
Thank goodness.
Well, maybe I'll just change it up now and make you do something different. All right. Next week's challenge is not Magic Hour. Anything but Magic Hour.
Okay. All right.
Next week's challenge is Magic Hour. Good luck, Adam.
Okay.
Websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
You can find mine at AlanAtrich.com or the two of us at TwoHosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.